Those who follow their dreams are more likely to achieve those dreams. Every dream is within reach. Every vision is achievable, if only you can pay the price. So with your eyes in your head, follow the dreams of your childhood and your vision for your life. Hopefully, having paid the price in full, you will succeed and call yourself a successful person. It is time for us as Africans to educate our youth, to imbue in them the culture of we can do, and then encourage them to open their horizon so that they can dream big and work hard to achieve those dreams. The 21st century could easily be the century for the African youth if only they would train themselves to acquire the needed knowledge and skill to tap into the enormous opportunities that the century offers. If you are in school or learning a trade, or working as a professional, whatever that you are doing, you should consider it as a route to your dreams and not only as a means of earning your daily bread or getting a monthly paycheck. There is a price for every dream, and there are as many prizes as there are dreams. If you dream of becoming the next Albert Einstein, you pay a different price from the one who wants to be the next Oprah or the next Kofi Annan. The point is that most young persons dream without asking themselves the price that it will take for them to achieve those dreams. It's difficult to achieve a dream when you don't even know the price that ought to be paid. There has been a misconception about dreams. Dreaming alone is not enough to achieve your dreams. Dreaming is only part of a small step. The actual task of achieving your dream is acquiring the skills and employing those skills in the right direction, with the right energy at the right moment to work and achieve your dreams. The real work is the journey to achieve the dream. So when you dream of becoming the best pilot in Africa, the best engineer in Africa, the best architect in Africa, it's only a temporary brace. The difficult task is getting the work done. And that is what most young persons have come to avoid, because it is tedious, it is difficult, and in an era where many young persons or the society forces the youth to achieve things in a flash, it is difficult for young persons to move ahead and work hard to achieve any dreams. The era of burning the candle is long and fast evaporating. We want things fast, we want things early, we want things quick. These are not the habits that we expect from any successful young person or any person who wants to achieve in life. Normally, great things start small, but as they start small and you move forward one step at a time. Like the tortoise, though slow, but it is moving forward one step at a time in the right direction. So as you dream and work hard and pray and are consumed by that dream, understand that it is not a flash. It is not like a sprint race where you complete in 10 seconds or you complete in 9 seconds. It's like a marathon. It takes a longer time for you to achieve that. So I want to urge my young brethren in the African continent and across the world that yes, it's good to dream, it's good to aspire to be a great person, it's good to think of reaching the sky, reaching the sun. That is okay, but note that you have to work hard to get there. And before you can work hard, you need to acquire the skills to work there. And normally those skills can take you sometimes a year or two or three to acquire even the basic skill to set you on a path to achieving your dreams. If young persons do not acknowledge this, do not accept this, it's difficult for them to move ahead, and it will be difficult for the country or the society to also move ahead. It is important that we acknowledge this and move forward. But as we do, ask yourself, I've dreamt of becoming so and so. Can I pay the price to become such a person? Do I have the energy, the resources to acquire the skills needed for me to achieve that dream? Once you answer in the positive, once you answer that you are prepared to pay the price, that you have the resources, you have the energy, you have the time to pay to acquire the knowledge, then the next step is to move ahead in a methodical manner, in a step-by-step manner to achieve those dreams. Once you have this patience, I assure you that you can achieve it and make it in life as many people whom you aspire to be. Sometimes there is an error which even elders make. Somebody who is successful, has made it in life, come to taste the podium, and in about 15 minutes, he summarizes his life for you and we clap for him and we think we can achieve it. That is not the case in reality. That 15-minute speech might have taken him 20 years to be there. Yes, 20 years. He rises and he falls, he succeeds and he fails, he crashes, then he gets up again, up and down, 15 years. So the success stories of 15 years told in 15 minutes does not mean that you can also make it. You have to look beyond the words, look beyond the summaries, the talking points, and look at the real life of that person, their tears, their sacrifices, their pains, their failures, their successes. They went through life to be where they want to be. So it's important, and as I said at the beginning of this recording, every dream is indeed achievable. But the question is that, are you prepared to pay the price? Are you prepared to acquire the skills needed for you to achieve that dream? If you are prepared to do that, then you can make it in life. If you are not prepared to pay the price or to acquire the skills needed for you to achieve your dreams, then don't dream at all, because it will only become a pipe dream. You will think about it, romanticize about it, cherish it in your heart, but it will not be realized. That is the point that you must take from life. Life is a bit funny. If you approach it practically, you succeed. If I approach it in a lazy form, I tell you, you will be talking of people's successes and not anybody talking about your success, because in the end, you won't achieve nothing. African youth have the potential to achieve so much. It's time for us to encourage them. And if you're a young person listening to me and nobody's encouraging you, motivate yourself and move ahead. And surely, when the sun finally sets on your life, you have a great story to tell your children or grandchildren or your listeners. I want to take this opportunity to introduce to you my new book, The Dreams of Our Youth, which was forwarded by President Jay Okofo of Ghana. The book has gone on sale from Amazon and from Kindle. It is a great book which I will recommend to any African youth, policymakers, professionals, religious bodies, and civil society. There are great ideas in there which I want you to read for us. The one you've read it, I want you to meet me on my website, arnoldboateng.com, or my Twitter handle, @arnold_boateng, where we can link up and share ideas and see how we can move the African story forward. I'm hopeful that our youth are our greatest resource. And if Africa or any other continent or a nation for that matter, would encourage, motivate her youth, that nation will have a great future. Because obviously, the new frontier for resources and prosperity are not the natural resources of the nation. They are our youth, who are young, articulate, and energetic. Thank you, and God bless you.